Hi, this is Naroki 5. I am going to be doing this until I die or I find something better to do. So please help me achieve this personal and, I think, noble objective by contributing to my Patreon or Subscribestar. Link is down below. Every little bit helps. Thank you very much. Hey folks, this is Naroki 5. This is an interesting one. This is something that I actually saw at a chat site called communities.win, and it's a story about a guy who was at, well, I mean, it was at a nude beach for one, but there was a man there who, what probably the best word to describe him was that he was being creepy. While, and he was there at the same time as this guy who was MGTOW. Now, why a MGTOW would be at a nude beach, I don't know. To each his own, that's my take. But what went on at this nude beach was that this particular creepy guy was, like, I mean, he'd noticed him, but he was basically doing his own thing. What ended up happening is that this guy started following this mother and her kid around the beach and was being, well, you know, to quote feminists and women, he was being creepy. This guy's a MGTOW, and I gotta point out that, you know, you don't ever white knight, or you don't white knight, but this guy, as a MGTOW, chose, my understanding was that he's a MGTOW, because I saw the set of MGTOW for him, chose to white knight. On the surface, there may have been particularly good reason. I myself, over the years, have had to, on a couple of occasions, be a third party indirectly involved with a guy. One time I was sitting at a bus stop, and the guy down at the next bench was taking the time to beat his girlfriend in front of me, and I didn't know the perspective, and I knew enough to not directly get involved, because, I mean, the police, if you've been in the security industry long enough, you know not to directly interject yourself into a domestic situation. So what I did is I pulled out the phone and I phoned the police. I waited until the police arrived, and then I left. The other time this happened, what I did is that without actually directly intervening, what I did is I didn't impose myself between the creepy guy and the girl, but what I did is that I stayed close enough to the guy that he was aware that I was there and that I was not going to depart from. And the woman that did this also knew that I was there, but again, I didn't say anything to her. She didn't say anything to me. I didn't say anything to the other guy. But I pretty much let the guy know that I was not going to depart until he did, without actually saying it. And eventually he got the message and he just left. And then I left. There are ways, because, yeah, we know, you know, that there are guys out there that have issues and sexual hang-ups and perversions and whatever else you want to call them. And they do act out on these. There are still guys that will still beat their girlfriends, their wives, etc. These things still happen. I mean, this is something that feminists keep going on and on and on and on about and try to project this out to equal all men. As a MGTOW or a guy in the manosphere, I mean, you're in a catch-22 in that particular situation. And I mean, I really can't blame you for feeling conflicted in that particular situation, because it's sort of like, you know, something's wrong, you know, something feels wrong. But at the same time, you're not Captain Save-A-Ho. Like, you're not the guy, you don't want to be the guy who intervenes and then turns out that he's wrong, or ends up getting assaulted or stabbed or hurt over a girl that he doesn't even know, especially in these circumstances. Because again, there was another circumstance, and this one, this one brings it home, because this is the one where I was walking down the street and there was this woman who was quite clearly trying to get this guy to hit her in some form or fashion. Like, I stood there in the corner and she would like literally run up with her hand raised and would stop just short, or would try to grab him or push him or whatever. And I was seeing him constantly say, "Leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone." And there were plenty of other people around, so I didn't actually intervene until the guy crossed the street behind me and she went up and pushed the guy and almost knocked him down, and the guy turned around and pushed her back. At that moment, three guys that only saw the back end of it rushed out and went all white knight. And at that point, I had to intervene between myself and the white knights and go, "Yeah, no, she'd been harassing this guy for a few minutes, and had basically been trying to get him to hit her." And because one guy, like, I mean, I'm a big guy, and the guy who I had to intervene in front of was my size, right? I had to pretty much let him know that he was not going to get past me in one piece. We were on White Avenue. This is in Edmonton, Alberta. This, like, that particular time of night, there were police all over the place. It took police maybe about 2 minutes to arrive, because I'm guessing somebody actually called the police. And I explained the situation to the police when they arrived. And in what amounts to one of the most bizarre things I've actually seen in my time, they took the girl away. They didn't take the guy away. And everything ended kind of peacefully, and I got thanked by this guy a couple of times after that for my help. But I mean, again, right, I only intervene when things threaten to escalate, and I didn't allow the woman to get away with it. Here's the situation, right, though. I mean, we're not talking about the situation I just described. We're talking about a situation where you know a man is being clearly abusive or creepy or pervy towards women, and you have a conscience and you know something is wrong, but you don't want a fucking white knight because MGTOW, and I totally get that. So what do you do? Here's what you do. You watch and observe. You keep an eye on the guy. If the guy starts following the woman around, you start following them around, but you make it really clear to the woman or women that you're there watching the guy. You're not there watching them. And if the guy starts doing something like what I saw in this particular post, where the guy starts following this one woman and her kid around, and it's very clear that he's becoming dangerously harassing. Now, unfortunately, they were on a nude beach, so there was no cell phones or anything around. But in a lot of cases, there are weapons and cell phones. At that point, when it really starts to look like there might just be something, like if he continues to pursue beyond just the normal creepy stalking thing, then it is time to call the cops. You call the police right away. You give them the who, what, where, why, when, and how, and you maintain eye contact, visual contact with the people until the police arrive. You stay on the phone with the operator. You wait for the police to arrive. If the police once you confirm with the 911 operator that the police have arrived, then you can break contact. You can give the operator your information, or you can tell the cops, or you can tell the operator who you are and where you are. If the cops want to come over and ask you questions, they can. But you need to keep yourself safe first and foremost. And while you don't want to be a white knight, this is not, and being a white knight is not something that needs to be an absolute. Like, if you're seeing something creepy or potentially violent going down, or where a man is acting towards a woman, but you don't want to intervene because MGTOW, or you despise, let me emphasize to you, I despise white knights intensely. I despise simps even more, And if there's anybody that criticizes me for giving this little piece of advice and tells me that I'm being a simp or a white knight even for suggesting this stuff, you can go fuck yourself. Okay? Like, there's common sense here. And what you do, yeah, that's basically it. If the guy starts to turn his attention towards you, in my particular case, I've had to fight guys that were armed before. While I don't want to do it, just because I know how to deal with a guy who's armed doesn't necessarily mean I want to go out and get into a fight with a guy that's armed. If you have something with you, get it ready. If you don't, you may have to stand and hold your ground. That's the consequence of doing that. But at the end of the day, your conscience is clear. I mean, you won't have to go onto a forum and post up about how guilty you feel or needing to apologize to a community because you had the white knight in a situation where another man was clearly being dangerous. And let's not kid ourselves here. There are men out there that are like, being a MGTOW, not being a white knight, not intervening in defense of somebody else, in particular women, is not necessarily an absolute. But there's a skill to it, and there's a technique, and this is something that's taught in the security field all the time, because security guards, even the ones that are armored car guards that carry guns, are mostly observe and report. Like, they don't, like, unless they're loss prevention or something, that they've only got the power of citizen's arrest. And citizen's arrest, depending upon what part of the world you live in, can be extremely varied. What they tell guys to do is just observe and report and leave it at that. The purpose of a security guard is to be a presence and a deterrent, not to be Rambo. This is Naroki 5. Like, subscribe, and I will talk to you later.